one another week, and then you go 3 weeks without anything. I mean, that is worse than just doing one every 2 weeks.
Right? But that,
your audience will become used to a post coming out at a certain time or with a certain frequency, and it becomes habitual. And once, you know, they get into a habit of coming to you or watching for that post, and if you stop it, you're going to lose it and build the audience again.
But I was thinking, just because you had said started out with SEO, I mean, again, I think if you're thinking about your blog strictly from an SEO standpoint, it is about quantity. I mean, just to be blunt about it, and about frequency. And I don't think you're going to move a needle with two blog posts a week and then well, 1 week or something like that.
You know what, it depends on your category and it depends on your competition. So
I got to tell you, how many of you have had Google call you and say, for those of you that write for SEO, how many times has Google called you to place an order with your company?
Amen.
Okay, you don't write, I mean, SEO is an important strategy, but if you write, you're writing for your audience. Google doesn't buy from you, your customers buy from you. Sorry,
but your customers use Google to find you.
Yeah, customers use Google to find
you.
If you want to be on the first page of Google, I mean, it's not. There isn't going to be a connection between the quantity of stuff that you post and the frequency which you post, and it is, you know.
Yeah, you do absolutely. You need to be cognizant of what are the keywords I'm trying to target, where am I with that type of thing. You absolutely do. Train of thought. Left the station.
Okay. No, please die.
You know, one of the things that I did with a client that I had that was looking at how are we going to manage this blog thing, and that they're still really struggling with it, was we sat down and we said, okay, back to our strategy. We want to demystify complex processes. We want to get this certain demographic engaged and educate them on how to get engaged in what is actually a bureaucratic process. We had specific goals. And so what we tried to do was to come up with a list of blog topics for those specific goals with the end engagement in mind, the next step that I mentioned before. And some of that stuff, demystifying a complex process, we had ready-made stuff we could repurpose for that. So you could cue that crap up. And then there was the stuff that arises, which is, you know, position ourselves on the leading edge of technology development, right? Okay, so great. So those are the stories that had to come to us that we had to curate and we had to put out there. And you know, honestly, in the more dynamic format, the better. We did video, it was much, much better than you know, doing it in just, you know, static text. This is what, you know, this is what we're doing. So that seemed to work really well towards getting not only, you know, an editorial calendar together, but more of a strategy around what we were going to be putting up there. But they're still struggling with it because they don't have an environment where people feel any kind of, the blog is someone else's job. People don't feel any kind of sense of ownership to contribute those stories. They have to go out and hunt them down, and it's very exhausting for the team that's managing.
Yeah,